This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger.
His name is Steve Cotton. He is our friend. He's a fighter. He's an ally. And I want to hear his message. Come on out here, Steve. Tell him what's going on.
That is Jim Hoffa, the president of the Teamsters, one of the largest unions in the United States and the world, with more than a million members. He was introducing Steve Cotton, the general secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, to the delegates attending the National Conference of the Teamsters held in Las Vegas recently. The ITF is a global union which represents 16 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 150 countries.
What could I say, Jim? A fantastic introduction. The ITF has 16.5 million members in all of its transport sectors.
Amen. I like that.
Perhaps now more than ever, the labour movement and unions are under attack. And if it wasn't for strong unions like the Teamsters, we wouldn't be able to take the fight back to them. Today, the world is perhaps more complicated than we've ever known, and unions everywhere are fighting for their survival. Big business, whether it be with the president or the parties around the world, are driving an agenda to kill the equitable share of money for workers. Companies collude globally to sign trade agreements that deny workers' rights and make it easier to make money. The message is out there that if we want a fair world, we have to fight. Oxfam produced a report earlier this year that said 8 men, yes, men, have the same wealth as 3.6 billion in the rest of the world. Is that fair?
No.
Are we going to do something about that?
Yeah.
Half of the world's workers are employed on short-term or informal work, as in they don't have permanent contracts. In 2016, women's wages were an average half of those for men. That isn't acceptable to the ITF, it isn't acceptable to Teamsters, and we're going to do everything we can to fight inequality. We have a responsibility to respond to this changing world. We have to learn from the unions that are putting all their energy into organising. And we have a responsibility to take on the biggest and the boldest. We took on DHL. They refused to recognise us. In the end, they agreed to give us recognition, and we have organisers on the ground in Colombia, Chile, Panama, in India, all to bring power to national unions to have good collective bargaining agreements. That isn't possible without strong unions. And what we learnt from DHL we'll bring to the XPO fight and the National Express fight and each and every opportunity as we've learnt as the world changes. And we need to be strong. And yes, we need to be aggressive in a disciplined way. And we need to show corporations that together trade unionists can make a real difference. And ultimately this is about power, and we shouldn't be ashamed to tell everyone union is power. Power is in the union.
Power.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.